One of our scripture readings is a song of lament from our ancient Hebrew tradition. This song comes out of a time,
may the words of my mouth,
of great loss
of our hearts
in the life of the community
and the actions of our
that
lives
was in exile
be acceptable.
And we're
going to
sing, there's a sung refrain,
strength
sung a couple of times,
our Redeemer.
And then the psalm is responsive, and you'll find it on the screen. And I just need a hymn book. Well, if a group of lions is called pride, and a group of, or a gathering of yaks is called herd, and a collection of fish is called a school, but a collection of whales is called a flock, what would you call a group of
humans?
A bunch? Well, no, you'd call them. By the rivers of Babylon, we
sparks.
Sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. There,
those are the Pachymeras.
Hung up our harps when
right.
Our captors
we call them
asked us for songs.
All kinds of things.
Our tormentors
those
called for entertainment,
brothers.
Saying, those are the Mac
the
users. Songs of
ah,
Zion.
Those are liberals.
Ah, and those are conservatives.
I heard a new one a couple weeks ago. Bronies. Heard of bronies?
Bronies are guys.
How could we sing the Lord's
love
song
to watch
in a
My Little
land.
Pony? If I forget you, O Jerusalem.
It's a thing. It's a real thing.
Let
honest. There was a convention in Richmond.
Let my tongue stick
did you
to
hear
the roof
about that?
Of my mouth if
yeah.
I do not remember you.
Huh. I don't understand it.
Jerusalem.
I mind you, I've never watched
of
it,
my
but
highest joy.
Yes.
Whether it's names or geographical regions or special interests or TV shows, I mean, all serve to define communities, to set people distinct from each other, to surround people with definition and identity.
Good morning.
And sometimes walls.
We read first just two short verses from the Gospel
today
of Luke
we
this week, in which the disciples make a simple but immense request
a different sort of
Jesus.
Community.
Luke 17,
one
verses 5 and 6.
In theory,
the apostles said to the Lord, increase
all those
our
other
faith.
Kinds of groupings.
The Lord replied,
one that gathers
if you
around
had
a
faith
table,
the size of a mustard seed
and discovers
you
an
could
identity
say to this mulberry
in
tree,
hunger for bread.
Be uprooted. And planted
the
in the
life,
sea, and it would obey
for
you.
For a cup of blessing.
2 Timothy,
worldwide,
verses 1 to 14. The letters
and starting
of Timothy
as
were
I
practical,
mentioned, almost
and
24 hours ago in
that were passed
cluster
around
of islands,
the early
Pacific
church,
archipelago, just the other side
they
of
held
the international
in them
line.
Wisdom that fed the growing community
and continuing
of faith.
Around the globe.
Today's reading has Paul urging the
for
faithful
all this time,
to be bold,
unfolding
in
as
their
the
trust
hymn goes,
in God.
Hour by hour, our prayers
Paul,
unceasing.
An apostle of Christ Jesus,
around
by
the table.
Will of God. For the sake of the
people
promise
with different names, different races,
Jesus.
Speaking completely different
to
languages,
Timothy,
holding divergent political
child,
views,
grace,
have done
mercy,
the things
and peace
that we're about to do
from God the Father,
around this table.
And Christ
and
Jesus,
have
our
been
Lord.
Reminded that
I am
we
grateful
are
to God,
one people,
whom I worship with a clear
scattered
conscience,
throughout
as
this
my ancestors
whole
did.
Inhabited
when
earth.
I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and
isn't
day.
That lovely?
Recalling your tears,
and it wouldn't
I
it be
long
nice
to see you so that I may be filled
with
joy.
We actually had a tangible
I am reminded of your sincere faith,
sense of unity,
a faith
physical,
that lived
emotional,
first in your
spiritual connection
Lois, and
with
in
our
your
sisters
mother
and
Eunice,
brothers who break the bread.
And now
in other
I am
places.
Sure lives in you.
Wouldn't it be nice
for this reason,
if today
I remind you to
we could take one step
the gift of God that
in
is
the direction
you,
of that grand and
of
powerful
hands.
Goal? Of repairing
for God
the fabric
did not
of the
give
human
us a spirit
tapestry.
Of cowardice, but rather a
wouldn't
spirit
nice
of power
our faith
and of love and of self-discipline.
Could be the instrument.
Do not be ashamed, then,
of that
the testimony about our Lord
that grand and beautiful
or of
goal.
Me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering
wouldn't it
for
be
the
nice
gospel,
if we could identify a common unity in faith
who saved us and called
even
us
even if it's just the size of a
calling,
mustard seed, because I hear
not
that that
according
even
to
matters.
Our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus
before the ages began. Our ancestors in the faith, ancient ancestors,
but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus.
They had lost
everything. Who abolished death,
their homeland, their nation, their livelihood, their freedom, their religious life.
For this gospel,
the instruments of which had been destroyed in Jerusalem.
And a teacher. And for this reason, I suffer
as I do. They had lost everything.
But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust.
They were united in their grief.
And I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him.
In their lament.
Hold to the standard of sound teaching.
That experience of devastation by the waters
the good
of Babylon,
and
we sat down and wept
with the help of the Holy
when
Spirit
we remembered Zion.
Living in us.
How can we
hear
sing
what
the Lord's
Spirit
song
is saying
in this
to the church?
Strange land? How can we hang on to the joyful songs of our faith when all the outward and many of the inward signs of that faith are gone? And so they sang lament. And somehow that lament became the tiny little seed of faith that held them through the dark night. Their unity was not in their strength, was not in their size, was not in their buildings, was not in their great statements of faith. Their unity was in their tears. The disciples come to Jesus and ask him, increase our faith. We had an interesting discussion about this in the Bible study that meets on Thursday mornings. What were they asking for exactly? Increase our faith. Were they asking for faith as in a set of beliefs? Increase our doctrines? Well, I don't think so. But that's one way of talking about faith. Were they talking about increase our religious observance? Because that's another way of talking about the faith. Increase our ritual life. But I'm thinking that that's not what they were talking about. Or were they asking for a greater sense of trust? That's another way of thinking about faith. Increase our trust in God that things will be okay somehow. Increase our ability to let go when we feel vulnerable instead of dwelling on our inability to control things, to make things happen the way we think they ought to happen. Increase our trust. Increase our ability to put our lives in God's hands, the way Paul talks about in Timothy, with courage and confidence, a trust in the power and love and discipline of this enterprise. I think that was it. I think this little band of common folk from Galilee weren't looking for anything religious. They weren't looking for anything kind of theological. They were looking for a relationship of trust, a sense that things would be okay in the midst of it all. Because when you face an uncertain future, like they did, much as we all face an uncertain future, it's that trust relationship that matters. That makes all the difference. Increase our faith. Now, who among us does not hunger for that? For a deeper grounding in the presence of the holy. For an easier trust that things will be okay. For a calmer heart in the face of adversity. Who among us does not hunger for that? Increase that, Jesus. And his response to his disciples is, well, even a mustard seed size portion of that will make a big difference.
If you hunger for faith like that, start small. Just begin. And you will be amazed. You will be amazed at the fruit of that endeavor in your life. So what might that mean for us here as individuals and as a community of faith in Northwood, connected as we are to the community of faith around the world? In the context of this communion of people we gather with at table all across the globe, what does it mean to find the tiny seed of faith which unites us in the sharing of the bread and the cup? It means that regardless of the languages we speak at the table, regardless of the nuances of theology in the words that we craft as we gather, regardless of the pageantry or simplicity of the ritual, regardless of whether this table is set in a cathedral to the gorgeous music of a huge pipe organ or a mud hut to a cappella singing, or open air, or beneath a huge blue tarp over a leaky roof, we are united in our hunger for faith. That is the grain, the mustard seed, that ultimately matters when everything else is gone. We are united in our need to trust God with all aspects of life, with our children and our parents, with our work and our health, with our private life and our politics, with our broken past and our uncertain future, with our spiritual life and our buildings and properties, with our failures and our successes. We entrust them to God, and in that trust, even if it's just mustard seed size, we can be transformed. We are united in our need to trust with greater trust in the greater reality that we may or may not see. Trust in some greater purpose, some greater mystery, which we believe can contain all life, ours included. So whether you're a Sparks or a Dhaliwal, a Democrat or a Tea Partier, a young person wondering where you fit in this complicated world, or a senior wondering how sturdy your pension is, come bring your hunger. Bring your awareness of the ways in which you need to let go to trust the great mystery. Gather around the table of God's grace and let that mustard seed faith that you offer there be fed by God's grace. Amen.